Psalm 57, you notice the title of it, To the Chief Musician. It is a miktam of David when he fled from Saul. And the psalm begins, Be merciful unto me, O God. Be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpast. Now, boys and girls, a refuge is a place of safety. Whenever you are in danger, if there's a great storm, a great thunder and lightning storm, it's a terrible thing, and you're maybe outside, and you want to get in safe into the house, and the house will be a place of refuge from the storm. Well, David oftentimes was in trouble and in danger. And when he wrote this psalm, he was in danger from the King Saul. And King Saul wanted to kill him. And this psalm is in the context of him fleeing. He's fleeing from Saul. It says, when he fled from Saul. And he writes this prayer and he says, O Lord, you're my refuge. I'm in danger from Saul. He's trying to kill me, but I want to hide under your wings, Lord, and you're my refuge. Well, you know, in Bible times, God commanded 6 cities to be set aside for refuge. 6 cities in different parts of the land of Israel. The roads to them had to be good. They had to be well signposted. And these 6 cities were a place of safety where a person could run if he had killed someone accidentally. Because if you shed blood, even accidentally, in olden times people wanted revenge. And there was this kind of custom amongst families that you could get revenge on people if they killed your loved ones. And that kind of idea was still existent in the land of Israel. But God set these cities of refuge up so that people who killed people accidentally, they could run to these cities of refuge and be safe from the families that would seek their life and seek to kill them as well. And as long as they stayed in those cities of refuge, they were safe, and God's law protected them, and the high priest protected them, and the government of the land protected them, and they were safe. The cities of refuge. But you know, boys and girls, Christians are described as those who have fled for refuge. You read about that in Hebrews chapter 6. That means that we were in danger. We are in danger from sin. We're in danger from Satan. But we're especially in danger from the judgment of God upon us for our sins. We're in great danger. And the wrath of God abides upon us. And we need a refuge. We need a place to flee to. And of course, that place is the Lord Jesus. He is the refuge. God is our refuge and our strength, the Bible says. That's Jesus Christ. If you flee to him, that's how you become a Christian. You say, Lord, I'm a sinner. I'm in danger of your just wrath. I've done wrong. I need a place of refuge. I need a place of safety. I need a place where you can keep me under your shadow. And that place is Jesus Christ. And every Christian has come to Christ. They've fled to Christ. And they're in the refuge, Jesus. And they're safe. And those 6 cities picture Jesus Christ. And even the names of them speak of different aspects of his person and work. And that's a wonderful study in itself. But I need to ask you this morning, have you fled into the refuge, Jesus Christ? Do you even know you're in danger? Do you even know that the wrath of God is abiding upon you and that you must flee to Christ? I hope you know that. That you must flee to Christ. And I hope even more than that, that you have fled to Jesus Christ for this refuge. Our Father, we ask thy blessing on the words of the boys and girls. Give them understanding. We thank thee for all that are here this morning. May they all be taught of thee, and may they all come to know thee. And may they be in that place of safety, even under thy wing and in thy Son, Jesus Christ. And bless us now as we come to the word soon. For Christ's sake, amen.